Dave Moore on Today FM.
I have actor Daniel Casey here. We're talking about the theatre production of The Killings at Badger's Drift, which is a midsummer murder story. It is the very first book that Caroline Graham wrote. It is the very first pilot episode of the TV show. And now it is the very first theatre production. And it'll be on the stage in the Gaiety.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
Casey is an Irish surname, as far as I know. Is there Irish in your heritage somewhere?
Well, my name is Daniel Garrett Casey, so yes.
Yes.
My dad's a mailman.
Okay.
My dad was from Ballina.
Brilliant.
In Mail. Yeah, so half Irish.
A lot of people who spend their time in Ireland over the summers, is that something that you were able to do as a kid? Did you ever get across to Ballina?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to come up, we used to go over every year up until I was about 8 or 9. And my dad had I think my dad had something like 110 first cousins.
Oh my God.
So you can imagine, you know what I mean? So, my second cousins, Mary Casey's daughter, my dad's cousin, Angelina, came to see the very first performance of this over in over in Richmond. Yeah, they flew over especially to come and see it. So yeah, and I'm sure there'll be a big old sharabang of people coming to Dublin to come and see it as well.
I'd say so. That's fantastic. Great that you're still in touch with them as well, because I mean,
oh, it's amazing. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
we have a WhatsApp group in our first cousins, and every now and again somebody drops something in and we all go back to, oh yeah, hi, God, how are you guys getting on? And we're all dotted around the world there, but eventually you do figure out a way to stay in touch.
It's one of those, you see them at funerals mostly these days, and but it's always a big old shindig, and it's great. It's lovely. I mean, and I think the lovely thing about family, especially Irish family, is that just so proud of everything you're doing, you know, and they're there to support you, which is fantastic.
That's great. Well, support you they will at this. We've mentioned this a couple of times. Let's give people details on what this is. This is taking Midsummer Murders, which you starred in for so many years, taking it and turning it into a theatre show.
Yeah, with bringing it to the stage. So we've been on tour since October. So it's the original pilot episode. It's The Killings of Badger's Drift. And as lots of people will probably know, I played Sergeant Troy for a number of years.
You
but
sure
actually
did.
Now I'm stepping into the formidable shoes of Mr. Nettles, and I'm going to be, I am now playing Detective Chief Inspector Tom Barnaby.
Tom Barnaby. So, like, whatever about the audience, how was it for you to go from those shoes into those shoes? I mean, that, because, you know, it's obviously you're so familiar with that role that you did for so long, to then go, well, no, I'm gonna be, you know, Tom Barnaby now.
Yeah, well, it's funny because the Guy Unsworth, he adapted the book for the stage, and he also directed it, and I've worked with him before, and so he rang me and he said, listen, I'm adapting Midsummer for the stage. Can I have a chat with you about the world of Midsummer and what it's like and the tone and all those things? And so we had a long, long chat, and it was great. And then a couple of weeks later, he said, listen, even if you didn't have your history with that show, I'd want you to be a part of it. What do you think? It's like, oh my God, I have no idea. Because you think, is that going back? Is it?
Yes.
Is it? And so he said, listen, come in and just have a chat. Come in and we're doing a rehearsed reading. So just come in and read it and see what you think. So I did. And as soon as I started to read it, it just felt right. I'm a couple of years younger than John was when he played it. So I'm around the right age to play him. And it just felt, it felt great. It felt really, really good. And, once or twice in that read through, I did read Troy's lines by accident.
Yeah. That's going to happen. But no, I love that. I love the fact that you can, revisit, I guess, a universe that you've been part of, but find a different role and find a different way to approach it. Because, look, it's a brilliant universe. Why not figure out a way, you know, that makes it work for everybody? Whereas if you just kind of blanketed said, no, I was Troy, that was, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, I'm going to walk away now, and this is my new version of Daniel Casey's over here now. Like, I think that would have been a little bit foolhardy, to be honest. So I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I lost my lovely dad 3 years ago, and my mum. Within 9 months.
Sorry to hear that.
And it was a really, but when you lose your parents like that, I think you kind of spend a lot of time reflecting, and you look forward, you look backwards, you think about things. And I think it sort of changes your outlook a little bit, and you kind of are able to have a bit more clarity on what something when something is a kind of opportunity like that. And also I had them both, one on each shoulder, and they were, both would have loved it. When I was first starting out, we were I remember it was in my dad's local was called the Bluebell,
right,
up in Stockton, Bishopton. And one of his friends was saying, I was just about to go on tour with a play, and he said, do you not worry about him being an actor? And my dad said, no, I've seen him.
Okay. Now,
that was lovely for me. He didn't. Yeah. I just overheard him say that, and I thought, it was such. And it felt. My dad was a television journalist. He worked on Nationwide and the Money Programme, and
a
beautiful programme about the Dales, the Yorkshire Dales, called The Dales Diary. His name is Luke Casey, and so he said to me once when I first started out, he said to me, if you ever have any kind of success, if you haven't have any kind of fame or and people come and say hello, he said, the one thing I'll say to you is it always leave people with their dignity. And so that's the kind of, you know, that they're the kind of people they were. My mum would always chat away to everybody. And so I think, you know, I had them in my head, and I just thought, they would have loved it. And they would have, you know, my dad, when he was a young journalist, spent, paid his way around in Dublin by covering the Dublin Arts Festival.
No when he was way. 21. Wow.
Yeah. So
amazing.
I'm there for my birthday week. So
that's
I'm playing the Gaiety, and it's just kind of, I don't know. It's a massive, massive, massive bucket list moment for me to be there, to be playing the Gaiety, to be there, kind of walking in my dad's footsteps, and it's going to be amazing.
Daniel, you mentioned the Gaiety and how important it is. Obviously, that is a theatre that has housed the greatest of Irish actors, the greatest of international actors, and it's so steeped in history. I mean, have you even been, just say, to see a different production there before?
No. Wow. I've never set foot in the place. So it's been one of those things where I'm so excited. I can't wait. It'll be, it's amazing to yeah. You do a lot of these things in your career. You know, when I did Midsommar, I was working with an amazing actress called Selena Cadell, and her godfather was Sir Ralph Richardson. And so he had worked with Gail Good and with FDA. And they had worked with, you know, that previous generation. They worked with then suddenly you're in this lineage going back to Shakespearean times, and it feels exactly the same as, you know, walking on that stage at the Gaiety and just thinking about, you know, just the literary greats, you know, the Irish literary greats. You know, you think about Brendan Behan, and you think about James Joyce, you think about all these different people, and Frank McGuinness and people like that, and you just think, gosh, I'm going to be in that kind of, and as a half Irish person, just to be there where those people were is just so exciting for me.
Oh, amazing. We're so looking forward to it. And the show itself then, I mean, for people who are fans of Midsommar Murders, because I think like it's one of those things that's, it's always on, it's always repeated, you can jump in at any stage. And what I love about it, I guess, is that it's not like you need to have watched many previous episodes or know where things are going. You can just jump in and enjoy an episode at any point. You know, I often find it when I'm in a hotel room, I'm like, ooh, Midsommar Murders is on. Stick it on there and watch it now. But I suppose that is, how does that then, that whole kind of universe translate to the stage? Because that must have been a challenge for Guy Unsworth, who you mentioned earlier on, who was taking it from adapting the book, and it had already been the pilot, it had been the first episode. So to then turn this into a theatre show, it's got to be a big challenge.
It is a big challenge, but I think he's been incredibly faithful to the tone of that of the Midsommar County.
Gotcha.
I think as soon as you sit down, the set design's really beautiful. We have certain bits of set flying in, and we've got certain bits of set that come in on little pallets. And but you, we start off, we set the scene with a kind of introductory scene, and then that music kicks in.
Okay,
and it's the same music.
Brilliant.
And people immediately go woof, and then they're in the police station. Barnaby and Troy are there. Lucy Bellringer walks in, and she sets the scene straight away. And the tone is beautiful, and people who've come to watch it, they say, I think the lovely thing is when you watch the program, you're always trying to, and you're saying, what about them?
Yes,
In the theatre, my local theatre, I live down near Brighton, And when my wife was there, she said there was a couple next to her, and they did this little running commentary. That's, see, their brother and sister. Oh, that was it. That's three murders now. That's this. And it was, and the audience become that third detective, which I think is completely really beautiful. It's something that I hadn't really anticipated, but it's they become that extra protagonist. And I think that's what makes it so special.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be incredible. It's going to run from the 2nd of June to the 6th of June in the Gaiety Theatre. It is The Killings at Badger's Drift, a Midsummer Murders theatre production. Daniel, thank you for taking the time. Welcome back to Ireland, and we can't wait to see you when you're here.
I can't wait to be back.
All right, take care. Thanks a million.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.